Onslow County is leading the way in how they generate power for local homes and businesses. The Onslow County Board of Commissioners recently approved a project that would place 6,000 solar panels at the landfill on Meadowview Road. This announcement comes just after a landfill gas-to-energy system was installed at the same site. On Wednesday, the director of Onslow County's Department of Solid Waste, Scott Bost, took me on a tour of the gas-to-energy system and the solar panel test site.
What you're looking at here is an example of a solar panel installation.
It was a cold, windy day at the solar panel test site, the future spot of the 14-acre solar farm. There wasn't any smell, even though we were standing on top of the oldest landfill.
Yeah, three panels, but there'll be 6,000 of these on the site here. The reason this is here, we're to demonstrate to the state that this installation will not harm the cap. We're standing on the cap of the closed landfill.
According to Bost, this is the first solar project in the state to be located on top of a capped landfill. When completed, the panels will produce 1.9 megawatts of power, which is enough to power 2,400 homes.
The reason it's level, because as garbage is degraded over the years, it's subsided to this level surface. As you can see, it's a nice, grassy, level surface, so it's ideal for solar panel installation.
However, the solar farm's location on top of a hill does make it susceptible to high winds. But Bost says the panels will be anchored to the ground and can withstand hurricane-force winds. Construction will start after the first of the year and should be completed in June. Once the solar panels are installed, electricity will be combined with the output from the nearby landfill gas-to-energy system and then sent to the Duke Energy Power Grid. So far, Bost says the project has attracted the attention of other municipalities across the state, including New Hanover County and High Point, that want to implement similar systems.
We received two calls from landfills, one in Gaston County, one in the western part of the state, about doing it at their site too, wondering who we use and what they should do to get it permitted. So again, Onslow County, you know, leading the way, and that's a good feeling.
The project is being funded by Onslow Power Producers, part of Enerdyne Power Systems based in Charlotte. In addition to decreasing the use of fossil fuels, Onslow County will also benefit financially, receiving a license fee of $10,000 for each solar site. Vice Chairperson of the Onslow County Board of Commissioners, Barbara Eichner, is excited about the project.
Local governments only have one source of income, and that's taxation. If we can provide another source of revenue to our county, it lessens the burden of taxation on the citizens, with still maintaining a high level of services provided. So it's a benefit both for environmentally and a revenue source.
The solar project is expected to provide a source of revenue to Onslow County of between $50,000 and $100,000. Just a short drive from the solar panel test site is the newly installed landfill gas-to-energy system. The facility was closer to the open landfill, and the smell of decomposing trash and methane was thick in the air. Bost commented that it was the smell of money. As waste decomposes, methane gas is produced. The gas-to-energy facility collects the ozone-depleting gas from inside the pit, preventing it from being released into the environment. After the collection, the gas is used to fuel a generator, which creates electricity. Jeff Birch is the site manager for Onslow Power Producers. He's in charge of making sure the generator is always working without a hitch.
This runs 24 hours a day. I come out 6 days a week. I come out on Saturdays, check everything. When I'm here, every couple hours, I'll go out and check all my meters. I'll check all my equipment, make sure that everything's running the way it's supposed to.
The generator produces the same amount of power as the solar panel project will when they're operational. Birch estimates there's enough methane gas in the three landfills at the Onslow County site to keep the generator running for at least 20 years. For more information on these projects, visit publicradioeast.org. I'm Jared Brumbaugh.